Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
Episode of Believe in Kentucky. My name is Vinny Hardy. Hope everybody's having a good weekend and a good day. Coming to you with another fun episode. More postseason heaviness to this episode. And it's fun to see. It's fun being sucked into that. We'll get into all of that. But as always, brought to you by Believe.com, B-L-E-A-V.com, Believe Podcast Network. Number one content network for professionals. So make sure you subscribe, give some stars, tell your friends about it, all that good stuff. Let everybody know about the podcast. If you enjoy listening, follow on Twitter at Believe in Kentucky. You can follow me at Vinny Hardy if you like. If you got questions or comments or certain guests you want to try to hear on the podcast, send that my way as well. We'll definitely try to get that done for you. But as we were talking about postseason stuff, it's fun. We saw it just recently with the volleyball team when they went on their run and won a national championship. We're seeing it again now with UK men's tennis. They are playing for a championship. It will be playing. It's crazy, too. Made it to the Final Four, first time in program history. And everybody in the Final Four, Kentucky bordered all those states, which was just kind of interesting to me as a geography nerd. It was Kentucky and Ohio State on one side of the bracket. And then you had Virginia and Tennessee on the other side of the bracket. Kentucky handled business against Ohio State. Virginia knocked off Tennessee. So, look, no tears being shed here. The Vols are knocked out. But it speaks to the SEC that you had two SEC squads in the Final Four. Kentucky moves on to the national championship against the Cavaliers of Virginia. Kentucky had to knock off the number one seed TCU en route to getting to the championship match. And if you followed on Twitter, kind of getting the score updates, they dropped the first, the doubles portion. They lost in doubles to TCU. They end up winning the match overall 4-3. You follow along when they're playing Ohio State, they lost the doubles portion. And I tweeted out, because I'm not a tennis expert, but you're following along, hoping they win. And they dropped the doubles portion again. Like, oh, hey, look, man, it's just like the other day against TCU. They're going to be all right. And it turns out they were all right. They lost. They got down 0-1 after losing in doubles and then won 4 straight points to close out the Buckeyes in 5, 4-1. And now they get the Virginia Cavaliers. Kentucky is an 8 seed. So this bracket is upside down. Virginia is a 7 seed. Kentucky is an 8. And again, so SEC, the strength of the SEC, Virginia had already knocked off Florida, who beat the Cats in the SEC tournament championship. And then they beat Tennessee in the Final Four. So, the SEC was well represented along the way. Kentucky is representing the SEC in the national championship. So hopefully they can keep it rolling one more time. Liam Draxel has been getting a lot of pub for a while. Cedric Kaufman, former UK tennis player, a UK alum, is kind of quietly doing his thing, but he deserves a ton of credit for what he's done with this program and getting to NCAA tournament appearances in the past. And now, knocking down doors, as Mark Stoops likes to say, and kind of breaking barriers as far as the investment they've made with the Final Four and now the national championship appearance. First time in program history. So congratulations to Coach Kaufman and the Cats for being able to get these accomplishments under their belt. They're playing up in Champaign, Illinois, on the Illinois Fighting Illini campus. And hopefully they can handle business one more time against Virginia and complete the run that they've continued to be on. It's been amazing to see. So, yeah, 7C Virginia. It's going to be at 4 Eastern time. And we'll see if they can handle business against the Wahoos. Other postseason news, we've seen it before with Kentucky softball. Coach Lawson has continued to do good things in the postseason for years and years and years. She's continued to elevate the Kentucky softball program. They were in the Blacksburg region. Virginia Tech was the host. Their first matchup against Miami of Ohio, they just knocked the cover off the ball. Home runs, home runs, home runs. They destroyed Miami. So that set up the matchup with Virginia Tech. And it was comeback Cats situation. They had gotten down, fallen behind, but they were able to claw back and get the walk-off win against Virginia Tech to stay undefeated and move on. It was 5-4. Call went to review for that last out. It was overturned. The runner was out, and that's how the game ended for Kentucky over Virginia Tech. They've had game-winning hits in the 7th inning or later, according to Corey Price, who does extraordinary research. If you haven't followed him on Twitter, definitely do so. May 22nd, 2011, they had a walk-off single in the bottom of the 7th at Michigan. And again in May of 2013, had a walk-off single in the bottom of the 8th versus Marshall for a win. So it was more dramatics yesterday against Virginia Tech. Continuing to set records as well, as far as a duo is concerned, in a single season, Renee Abernathy and Aaron Caulfield, as of right now, they have 117 RBIs between the two of them. Caulfield has 66, Abernathy has 51. That was as of May the 21st. And they're just two behind Alex Martins and Abby Cheek, what they did in 2019. So these two could find their way into the record books as well. The win against Virginia Tech was the largest seventh inning deficit in NCAA tournament program history for Kentucky, overcoming that deficit to beat Virginia Tech on their home field yesterday. And speaking of Abernathy and Caulfield, they have set a UK softball record for the most home runs by a duo in a single season. They have 34 home runs between the two of them. So those young ladies are definitely doing a lot of work. Flipping back to UK tennis, because we've been so excited about everything they're doing, getting to the national championship, this momentum, the great run that they've been on. In addition to that, there was, good news in the form of a transfer right in the midst of this tournament run. Parcel Bombs, at Parcel Bombs on Twitter, it's a Twitter account ran by Parsa Namati, who is a tennis insider, shares breaking news regarding junior, college, and pro tennis. And Parsa tagged me in the tweet and was talking about Taha Bhatti. I'm not sure I'm pronouncing it right, but Taha has been at Wake Forest for the past 3 seasons. Tennis ranking 13.09, is transferring and is verbally committed to UK to play tennis in the fall of 2022. He's from Canada. He said primarily played at the number 5 and 6 single spots, and in playing those spots, his record In singles was 43-25 in singles and 24-14 in doubles. So it's like Taha will be joining the UK men's tennis team this fall for the upcoming season. So that was good to see as Kentucky's in the midst of this tournament run. Now later, maybe this is why Taha is going to be coming to Kentucky, because Yasha Zimmel is going to be transferring from Kentucky to Rice. Yasha had primarily played the number 6 single spot at Kentucky and had a record of 17-13 in singles, 13-11 in doubles. Taha comes in with a little bit better record. Yasha was ranked a little bit higher, but you got to wish Yasha well as he goes to Rice, and then be excited when Taha comes in to play for UK tennis this fall. So appreciate Parsa Bombs, who says that he is the Woj, the Adrian Wojnarowski of tennis when it comes to breaking news. And I'm convinced, because I didn't know this news before. And he tagged me in the tweet about Taha coming to Kentucky. So I appreciate that. And I went and checked his timeline and then saw where Yasha would be transferring to Rice. So appreciate Parsa Namadi at Parsa Bombs on Twitter for dropping all the tennis knowledge, for sure. So wish UK men's tennis well. Wish UK softball well also. And Kentucky baseball, we've been talking about the roller coaster that they've been on all season. Like, if it was you know, dicey, would they make it to the SEC tournament? Their record against ranked teams is unbelievable, but when it's mediocre teams, that's where the struggles would come in. Well, they kind of got in a situation where they controlled their own destiny. They had season finale series against Auburn. They took 2 out of 3 from Auburn. They were scoreboard watching to see what was going on with Missouri. They went ahead and won the series, punched their ticket to Hoover in the SEC tournament, where they would play Auburn again on Tuesday. So you get a rematch with Auburn Tuesday afternoon. I think it's 4 o'clock down there at Hoover. So congratulations to Kentucky for making it to the SEC tournament. You had the last 2 seed series of the season against Tennessee. Well, the last 3, you get Tennessee, South Carolina, and Auburn. Took 2 out of 3 from Tennessee, #1 team in the nation. Go down to Columbia, lose 2 out of 3. Like, uh-oh. And then you got Auburn for the last 3, another ranked team, and they took 2 out of 3 from Auburn. So the ranked teams that Kentucky has won series against, let's see if we can find that real quick. Because Auburn was ranked 18th in the nation, so another top 20 team. And of course, Tennessee was ranked #1. They won that series. Yeah, they've got 8 wins in the SEC against top 10 teams. 5 wins versus the RPI top 5. That's from the Kentucky baseball Twitter account. And so I was going to see, Jeff Drummond broke it down, I thought. Yeah, wins against the RPI #1, #5, #14, and then Auburn being #18. So all those series wins against top teams, it was the middling teams that gave them trouble, and that's what put them in the position of, are they even going to make it to the SEC tournament? They were able to. So hopefully they can get in there and now make a little noise. Get a rematch against Auburn, team you just took 2 out of 3 from, playing them down there in Hoover, that big spacious ballpark outside of Birmingham where the SEC tournament is every year. Hopefully you can beat Auburn again one more time. And this is single elimination. So if you lose this first game, that's it. If you win, they get LSU on Wednesday. Then it changes to where it's double elimination the rest of the way. So you got to get past Auburn, get into the double elimination portion of the tournament. But congratulations to Coach Mangione and the staff for even getting to the SEC tournament when for a while it was looking a little but they were able to handle business and get themselves into the SEC tournament. And talking about this postseason stuff again, look, Mitch Wohart is the AD, been doing his thing for a long time. He's done a great job. Has become polarizing for a lot of reasons. Sometimes some of it, the checkerboard stuff. A lot of people get upset about that when that was with the uniforms. Couldn't really care one way or the other. A lot of people are upset about him, up with him about the alcohol sales and things of that nature. Maybe that'll eventually change. We'll see. But when you look at what he's done overall, because most people just think, who you hire, who you fire as an AD, but there's a lot more to the job than that. But look at the state of each of the programs before he got there, and look at all of the programs across the board now that he's been there for quite some time. We know Kentucky basketball historically has always done well. The football has gradually come up. It didn't always end up where it is these past few years under Mark Stoops. Now we're talking tennis, softball, volleyball has a national championship. Tennis can win. Men's tennis can win a national championship today. So across the board, look at the state of everything. Rifle has won national championships. Cheerleading has had their history of success. So, nobody's going to do everything perfectly, but overall, look at everything he's accomplished. And we've seen a couple marches this year in basketball that, you hope get corrected soon. But when you look at the overall Director's Cup standings, Kentucky's still going to rank near the top, because look at what all these other programs are doing. You hate to see basketball be in need of a pick-me-up. Like in baseball, you make an error, hey, man, pick me up. Somebody pick me up. So, but we've got volleyball and men's tennis and softball and baseball to kind of provide that pick-me-up for the couple seasons that have happened on the basketball side. So congrats to Coach Barnhart. He catches a lot of grief, but he's done a lot of cool stuff as well. He hired Cedric Kaufman for men's tennis. He hired Mark Stoops for football, Coach Lawson for softball, Coach Skinner for volleyball. So a lot of these people in these positions, he's oversaw a lot of what we're seeing and a lot of these positive results, that have happened on his watch. So got to give that man his props for sure. A lot going on. NBA playoff side, we got, it's down to their Final Four. It's Miami Heat and the Boston Celtics. In the East, Golden State Warriors, Dallas Mavericks in the West. From the UK standpoint, and I don't know, maybe do the Heat get a lot of love as being UK's team? The Knicks got a lot of love as being, got a lot of UK guys. A lot of UK fans like the Knicks because of Quickley and Randall. Coach Kenny Payne was up there before he went to Louisville. Kevin Knox was there before he got traded to Atlanta. But the BBN was really kind of rolling with the Knicks last year, especially when they went to the playoffs. The Heat kind of, to me, seemed to be under the radar as far as BBN is concerned. But you got Bam Adebayo down there, Tyler Hero down there, Pat Riley, the OG, the legend, former Cat down there doing his thing, orchestrating that whole organization. They take a 2-1 series lead on Boston yesterday, going to Boston and winning after Boston had won game 2 down in Miami. Miami built a huge lead and withstood a furious Celtics rally, going the entire second half without Jimmy Butler, and they still were able to hold off Boston, the charge, the rally that Boston put on with Jaylen Brown and Tatum and Grant Williams for Tennessee, which we all remember him when he was at UT. He's playing well for the Celtics, but little too little too late for Boston yesterday as Miami takes the 2-1 series lead. So, and look, Tyrese Maxey got a lot of shine at Philadelphia too, but another former Cat. But to me, it just seems like Miami kind of lays low. You know, BBN doesn't really roll with the heat, but you got a lot of UK guys down there doing their thing. So it's always fun when it's conference finals time, and you get, it sucks it's just one game a day, but they alternate and you get, you know, Eastern Conference game, the Western Conference game. So we'll see what happens tonight with Golden State and Dallas, and see how healthy these teams can be. Because Tatum went out with an injury for Boston. Jimmy Butler is out. Didn't finish the second half for Miami. So everybody's that time of year, you know, patching up wounds and, you know, lacing them up and getting extra bandages and treatments and all that kind of stuff to even get out there and try to play. That's where we are. That's what time of year it is. Gotta tell y'all too, it's always lots of rain time. Lots of rain watches. Our guy Dave, our guy Ben, been helping and rocking with this podcast for a long time. A lot of former UK players, Tony Delk, Todd Lanter, have been lots of rain guys for a long time. Lotsofrain.com, LATOURAINE.com. They got you covered, whatever type of watch you need. Talking formal, casual, accessories, different styles, men, women, whatever you want, they got you. Go on there, go to the site, ask any kind of question you want about the watch you're about to get in the chat. Dave will answer you personally. And look, you're going to definitely make an informed purchase. You're not going to buy something that you, you know, won't be informed about. Like, oh, yeah, yeah, this is exactly what he answered me my question about. I'm definitely pleased with the purchase I'm about to make. So definitely go to LaTaRain.com as well. Keep coming back to Believe.com for more episodes of Believe in Kentucky. I'm going to continue to keep up with everything that's going on in the deep postseason runs that these teams are making. We make our way throughout the summer. So appreciate everybody. Again, go to Believe.com. Follow at Believe in Kentucky on social media. And we'll be right back with more fun episodes as well. So appreciate y'all tuning in, taking time to listen. Enjoy the rest of your day. I'll holler at y'all next time, BBN. Everybody stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.